The National Women's Council is calling for quotas for women candidates already in force for Doyle elections to be extended to local authorities. The council is today publishing the results of a survey of local election candidates, which argues that women confront a number of barriers not faced by men. Orla O'Connor is director of the National Women's Council, and she's here with us in studio. Very good morning to you. Thank you for coming to talk to us. First of all, can you give us a picture of the situation at the moment when it comes to women in local government?
So the report that we're launching today is a survey of women who were elected locally and their experiences, and also women who were unsuccessful. So what we know from the local elections, which just happened in May, is that only 24% of our councillors are women. And this is a figure that really isn't shifting and isn't changing. And so what we did in terms of this survey was to really try to get a better understanding as to what the issues were for women. And there's a number of particular features that relate to women that do not relate to men. One of them, across the board, you know, no matter what party you were in, was the issue of caring responsibilities and the fact that women have the majority of caring responsibilities. So they often refer to it as the triple shift of being in paid work, then doing all the unpaid care work, and then either canvassing and being out there campaigning, are then being elected as councillors. And also for women, in terms of thinking about going for election to local government, they also think about the difficulties it's going to cause them in terms of caring responsibilities. And those issues are not there for men. So right across the board, they all cited childcare as being a stumbling block. Some women talked about needing to bring their children out with them canvassing. Mm-hmm. Others spoke about needing to canvass during the daytime because their children were at school. So it was a constant issue. And it's an issue that men aren't thinking about.
No, and it would be familiar to women in other walks of life as well, just these kind of pressures. But interestingly, when you talk about the proportion of women elected to local authorities, 23% of councillors are women, you say, but only 29% are candidates. And that's what you're focusing in on. Get more candidates.
Absolutely. I mean, what we want is the political parties to be forced through a quota to put forward initially, we were saying 30%, but it'll be 40% now in terms of the general election. So really, it should be 40% as well for the locals. We want it to mirror, the general election quota should be mirrored at local level. And we know how critical that is, because unless they're forced to do that, then they won't put the supports necessary in place. I mean, one of the other features in the research shows the importance of involvement in local networks. And for men in particular, it's about being involved in sporting networks, in the GAA, and that's where political parties go to, where women, for example, are much more likely to be involved in community organisations, but political parties don't seem to count that in terms of the experience as being important. So there are really important things here, and particularly for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the two parties who did not meet the 30% quota in these local elections, that they need to focus on, and they need to put the supports in place.
And the candidate quotas have been effective, have they, at the Doyle level? There has been a noticeable increase in the number of women elected.
They've been extremely effective, because it was only when the quota came in for the general elections did we see that significant jump. It's still not good enough. You know, it's still, you know, we're still in low percentages. We haven't reached the 30%, but it was the biggest increase that we saw. So we know that quotas work. And we also know this from other countries around Europe, that quotas work. And quotas, at the end of the day, will be temporary, because it'll become the norm. It'll become part of what we do, and then we won't need them anymore. Now we absolutely need it for our local elections.
Orla O'Connor from the National Women's Council, thank you very much for talking to us. That survey being released today, compiled by Dr. Pauline Cullen and Claire McGing of NUI Maynooth. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
It's just 2 minutes to 9.